set me free. Hold me till I got you're gonna set me free.
Back on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks, two great businesses in the Ryokan Center. You can get your protein fix with Mighty Bird. You can get your beautiful poke bowls with the freshest ingredients over at Pokeworks. Thank you again to our sponsor for their continued support of what we do here on Friday mornings on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard The Trues with Manifest. Prior to that, we had Manny Tavares with SSCW. Don't ask me what the acronym stands for. We also heard music from Avi Dell with Surrenderer. That was that kind of, I hesitate to say, Chris Stapleton-esque country ballad. We also had Patrick Watson and Martha Wainwright with House on Fire. Chance Pena with West of Ohio. Sebion Prisse with Hover. And we kicked everything off with Account and Absolve. And yeah, a nice little sonic run of genres there, ranging from electronica to your more kind of rootsy, folky, singer-songwritery. And then, yeah, a little bit of Trues for you to round everything out. Lots of great CanCon intertwined in there. And we're going to, once again, jump into a different genre to continue a segment that's been running in pretty much continuity, nonstop perpetuity since, I want to say, like March of this year. It started out with a jaunt through REM's discography, and we have since moved on to an artist that has defined my 20s and 30s, the great David Berman. More specifically, we're in the Silver Jews era of David Berman's work, and we've actually hit what many, myself included, would say is the absolute apex of the Silver Jews catalog, 1998's American Water. If you're just joining us, we covered the two albums preceding this over the preceding 2 weeks, and you don't need to necessarily hear those segments or those tracks to understand the evolution at play, but it does help, because with American Water, David Berman was arguably at his lowest personally, really struggling with addiction, and essentially, he wanted to create, in his words, you know, a record that expressed a sense of solidarity with the downtrodden. I always refer to him as kind of the working class poet laureate. There is an undeniable everyman quality to the lyrical work that David Berman puts out, and it's elevated to just another level with the virtuoso playing of Stephen Malkmus, who you may be more familiar with for his work with Pavement. And American Water, it's the longest release to this point by Silver Jews, and it's also, I would say, the least country inspired. The first two albums are really just alternative country albums. They've got that twang, they've got that kind of southern sensibility, whereas American Water, I think, expands the scope from beyond just the South to encompass, yeah, the American experience. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of southern affiliations in the lyrical content, and still a lot of that kind of alternative country and country rock in the musical sensibilities. But this album just feels like such a broader, generic scope than his previous work, and I think it's easily his most advanced songwriting and lyrical performances. This album, to me, is perfect front to back. There is nothing I would change on this. You get everything you love from David Berman, that kind of, you know, straightforward profundity. Everything is on this album. It is the quintessential Silver Jews release, and it's one that has held up immaculately well, my goodness, nearly 30 years later. So if you've never checked out American Water, highly recommend, when we're done here today, listen to it front to back. I'm going to play you the first two songs from the album, because believe me, this was a difficult choice, having to choose just two tracks off American Water. I could play you everything from Federal Dust to The Wild Kindness. Honk If You're Lonely, I play a lot kind of outside of this segment, because I just think it's such a fun, kind of silly, but ultimately very sincere country ballad. Why I chose the opening two tracks is I think they are the most emblematic of the overall oeuvre of David Berman. Random Rules is, in my opinion, just like the greatest love song. Is maybe too pigeonholing, because it's not just love. There's, you know, wanting. There's kind of like a jealousy, almost a bitterness, but also a profound perspective that you get having, you know, been months or years out of what was a pretty serious relationship. It's some of his finest lyrical work. It's some of Stephen Malkmus's finest kind of musical composition. It's just a beautiful song from front to back that ends on a hopeful but also kind of, you know, mournful and longing line. And then Smith and Jones Forever, to me, is the ultimate example of this solidarity with the downtrodden, a song about two people struggling with homelessness and addiction, living on the streets, and kind of what their day-to-day life looks like. And it's not as maybe moribund and morose as you expected. There is almost a kind of championing of the things that they do to get by day-to-day and the beauty of their life therein. That's maybe an optimistic take on the situation. You can also have a much more pessimistic, or I would say realistic, understanding of things, that hey, these guys should never have to live like this to begin with. However you want to read it, it's a fantastic track, and it's just, to me, the perfect Silver Jews album, and probably the best album of 1998. I know that is extremely probably wrong, but I just love it so much. It's the album that got me into David Berman's work, and it's going to always be, alongside the single Purple Mountains release, my favorite David Berman work. So let's get into it. This is Random Rules, and then Smith and Jones Forever on your Friday morning indie wake up call.
Approaching perfection, slowly screwing my way across Europe. They had to make a correction. Broken and smoking, where the infrared deer plunge in the digital snake. I tell you, they make it so you can't shake hands when they make your hand shake.
Partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from the winter in Canada's long-anticipated new yet untitled album. Over the summer, the band gave us a taste of what was yet to come with singles like Wolves, Tides, and Threads, each one marked with the band's signature aggressive downbeats and roaring guitars and bass. Now the full album is here, delivering that same raw energy across an unrelenting track list. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Untitled by The Winter in Canada on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called The Head, the Tail, the Wings, and the Claws with us now, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pokeworks Kingston, now open. Pokeworks makes it easy to enjoy fresh, high-quality ingredients and bold flavors on the go. Best of all, with Poke Your Way, you're in complete control. Customize a bowl, burrito, or salad to your taste with nutritious ingredients you can feel good about. Fast, fresh, and bold. Try the Healthy Island favorite at 764 Gardner's Road, Kingston in the RioCan Center today.
You've been moving too fast, now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line, when they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. Hope I'm still on your mind. That Julio tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips, trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live, on a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back, cause when September comes around, trying to catch baby, it's gonna take some time to get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it soul searching. Oh, I'm losing hope, cause all of that Julio tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Try to run away from home, they like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, get lit. I pray you make it back, cause when September comes around, and the leaves are falling down, and October's closing in, it's getting scary when November ends. I'm trying to keep
we're back, folks. You just heard Luca Fogale with Four. Prior to that, we had Friday, that's, I think, Three Wise with Below Zero. Balu Brigada with Sideways. We also had a sharp pain from Thanks So Much, and that's like the very millennial spelling, THXSOMUCH. We also had music from Alone Kitty with Stay the Same, Narwhal with Lucid Machines. We had a release radar hyping up the newest track from The Winter in Canada called The Head, the Tail, the Wing, and the Claws. Great track. Really been digging their latest EP, Untitled. We also heard our two-pack from David Berman and Silver Jews with Random Rules and Smith and Jones Forever. And we are just about out of time here on our Friday morning Indie Wake-Up Call, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokey Works. Thank you to our sponsors. You'll hear another word from them right as we wrap up today, but I want to offer a very warm thank you. I also want to give a rundown, because the Friday schedule is always ever changing, especially now that our student programmers are back. Coming up right after me, we've got the charts with DJ Squared. We've got Kingston Currents at 11, so that stayed the same. Of course, Democracy Now at 12 p.m. Perhaps more important to listen to now than ever before, but this is where things start to switch up a little bit. We will have This Just In, we will have Whiplash, but over the next couple weeks we're going to have a couple half hour shows filling in that 3 to 4 slot now that the Kingston Curator has done its summer run, and I think both of these are going to be fantastic. More to come on that a little bit later in the week. We also have Finding a Voice at 4, and I'm actually filling in for Rob Carnell for the first 15 minutes of Saltwater Music, because, well, we're taking over at Richardson Stadium at 6:15 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of our scheduled 6:30 p.m. kickoff. So Friday night switched up a little bit. It'll go back to normal starting next week, and it will stay consistent from there on out. Just a couple disruptions here and there thanks to the wacky and wonderful world of football. Definitely check out that Friday night game if you have a chance. Let's sell out Richardson. It should be a great clash between two of Canada's best teams, two explosive offenses. I think you're really going to dig it. We've got a couple tracks to wrap us up today, including a release radar, but let me tell you about the tracks I'm going to play prior to that. We're going to end off on kind of a hip-hop and R&B note. We've got Hip Hop Thursday with Tippy Tappy La La, the clean version, and then we're going to hear from Nathan Ali with Release.
You want it back like you had a way before, but you ain't seen nothing on, no, no, no. Yeah, we on some new shit, but you don't know. Had you one chance left, but you let it go. Heard you want it back like you had a way before, but you ain't seen nothing on, no, no, no. Holy no ghost, finger on the phone. If you ain't swipe right, ain't the right type, no. If you don't like hip, hip tea, get ghost. If you don't pop shit, get burned like toast. Got no smoke, blow no coke. If I pull it in the lungs and I speak like gold. And if you drop a disc, best drop like coal. If you don't like, don't know. Tip. Yeah, yeah. Tip. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tip. Yeah, yeah. Tip. Hopping on the road like semi. Truck out our gear, check, check. Hit the stage like Benny. Fans hit, damn, ain't popped already. Show off the show 5 nights like Freddy's. Scared. Jump, hop out the trunk, then sh- get dumb. Act like we hip, hip, then hop. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, yeah, we on some new sh- you don't know. Had you one chance left, but you let it go. Heard you want it back, like you had it way before, but you ain't seen nothing on, no, 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 no. Yeah, we on some new sh- you don't know. Had you one chance left, but you let it go. Heard you want it back, like you had it way before, but you ain't seen nothing on. No, you ain't seen nothing on. stepped out the rave. Look, ma, we don't come so far since human beings stepped out the cave. Radio, video waves, overseas, see your face. New town, hear your voice, telling me I'm not afraid. Look at how far we come, ma, even when we had no choice. Even when shit hit fans so hard that I could not handle. I had a heart attack locked in a box in my heart like an artifact. Now every part of me running from part of that. Now we can't change shit, can't run it back. What if I don't come back home?
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf and Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition, but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
It's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded tenders, fresh